coincidence that death and resurrection permeate the letter. In addition to Jesus' introduction, the recipients of the letter themselves, he tells them right up front that they're headed for what? That they're headed for death. He says, beware, the devil's about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested, and for 10 days you'll have what? Affliction. But be faithful unto what? Death. He's telling you, the church members in Smyrna, what is about to come. He's saying, you're about to be beaten. You're about to be murdered. So he starts it off with a bang. This is not an upbeat letter. Except that the way that he puts something. Remember that the picture that the church gets of Jesus is what they need for their particular problem. Smyrna is about to look death in the face. They're already suffering. They're already poor. They're already being slandered. Now they're about to look suffering up to death in the face. So Jesus comes to them as the resurrected one. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you up. And I'll give you life. Don't fear. Don't fear what's about to happen to you. Because he comes to them as the resurrected Jesus. Jesus answers for them his resurrection. And it's not a wonder why. Listen to what he tells them, what he says. I know you're what? I know your affliction. This word, I had a fascinating yet horrific time with this word all week. It's used 43 times in the New Testament. And 90% of them, well over 90% of those, are all in Acts and in the Epistles. Peter uses it 5 or 6 times. It's the word for suffering, affliction, or suffering. It's a pressure. It's an affliction. It's a stress in the church. But notice, it's not coming from within. It's not a church